With all this OSU stuff, we kind of forgot about President Trump.
Oh, yeah, kind of a big week in Washington, isn't
good morning,
it?
President Trump.
Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning, board and beer belly. Hey. Let's make this quick, guys. I'm taking Sarah Huckabee Sanders out for Krispy Kremes this morning for doing such a good job this week. You know, lots of stress eating, that I can tell you. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the poor White House intern that's been on Big Mac duty the last couple of days. Lots of miles on his car to and from Mickey D's, believe me.
All right, let's get into it then. Paul Manafort found guilty on 8 of the 18 charges, 5 being tax fraud.
He was completely railroaded. Rudy Giuliani told me to say that, by the way. Look, Manafort's a good man. I mean, who hasn't messed up on their taxes a little bit, okay? And remember, they only got him on 8 counts, and it's white-collar crime. White-collar crime. That only adds up to, like, 1 count of real crime. 1 count. Nothing to worry about. Plus, the prison Manafort's going to won't be that bad. It'll be like living in Whitehall for a few years.
All right, Kurt. Ouch. Now, let's move on to your former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Now, he pled guilty to 8 counts.
What a rat. And they're saying I was implicated, too, whatever the hell that means. And by the way, last time I checked, Michael Cohen's not Russian, so there's no collusion. Look, Michael Cohen's a hack lawyer. He couldn't argue his way out of a parking ticket, guys. Pure and simple. That Clydesdale face creep did exactly what I thought he was going to do. I mean, this guy rolled on me faster than Rosie O'Donnell on a Crisco grease slip and slide.
Ooh, that's quick.
But are you concerned about Michael Cohen and what he said about you?
Look, everyone needs to relax. Michael Cohen was nothing to me. Nothing. I'd literally send him out to pay off porn stars. Legally, by the way. Big deal. It doesn't take a great legal mind to convince a woman who starred in Two Guys, a Girl, and an Alpaca to keep her mouth shut. And he couldn't even do that right.
All right, let's talk about Robert Mueller here quickly. We heard that you're worried that Mueller's trying to catch you in a, quote, perjury trap if he gets you to testify. What are you going to do?
No, that's the fake news talking, okay?
Oh, okay.
Mueller's a joke. He's a total joke. That guy's such a stiff. He looks like the kind of person that wears a 3-piece suit during sex in a hot tub. But I will tell you,
he does.
I'm being smart about things. I refuse to get trapped. No traps. That's why I make Giuliani walk 6 feet in front of me at all times. Get never been scared.
Hey, I just saw a report in People magazine that said Melania, she's a little bit more chill when you're not around. So do you agree with that? And we also hear that she's planning a trip all by her lonesome to Africa as the first lady. So what do you think about that?
Well, on the first part of the question, she is more relaxed, which is roughly 99.8% of the time because I'm not around. And yes, it's true. Melania is planning a trip to Africa just by herself. And a few dozen Secret Service agents, her team of stylists and hairdressers, and her body double. So it's going to be nice for her to get some alone time. You know, the good news is we're trying to make her feel important, so I gave her a title for this trip. I'm making Melania the United States emissary to asshole countries. Wait till you see the new logo for her stationery. It's tremendous.
Sure. Now, I see Don Jr. posted an Instagram selfie of a vacation beard asking people what they thought of it. Did you see the vacation beard?
You know, frankly, I did, and I think Donnie's beard looks really, really good. He looks like so much less of a douchebag now. I like it. He looks rough and rugged, like a way more psychotic and creepy-eyed Ben Affleck. Yeah, I think that bumps him up. Like, third most attractive kid I have of all time. Right behind Ivanka, and 18-year-old just graduated from high school, Ivanka.
All right, we're a classic rock station here at QFM 96, Mr. President. We got to ask, Steven Tyler has asked that you stop playing Aerosmith songs at your rallies. What's your response?
He's a total loser. Look, Steven Tyler can suck it. We don't need that loser Smith music, right, Mike Pence?
Shall I reach out to Meatloaf, sir? I have him on speed dial.
No, Mike, we'll be fine. What did Ted Nugent say?
The Nuge says we can play Fred Bear or Cat Scratch Fever as many times as we want, and I put in a call to Kid Rock's people, too, sir. Everybody loves Ba with the Ba da Bang da Dang Diggy Diggy.
Good point. And he has less scarves on his microphone stand. Nice work, Mike.
Please call me Uncle Cracker.
All right, well, on that note, thanks for calling, President Trump.
Stay huge, dork and idiot.